So at the beginning of the year, I had my students think, discuss, and physically get up in front of the class and explain what their concentration for the year would be. Gavin focused on using the lighting and photography to display the beauty and surreal nature of the suburbs around him. He was really influenced by Gregory Crutzen and some other artists and slowly developed his own style that allowed him to portray these beautiful places that provoked narratives and emotion to the viewer. In class, Gavin was introduced to experimentation both inside and outside of Photoshop throughout the year. A lot of historical and contemporary artists were continuously shown and discussed throughout the year and used in reference to certain assignments that were given. Gavin collaborated with his peers, constantly gaining and providing feedback as he developed his own work. He would also participate in class critiques that allowed him to really verbally describe and explain his artistic attempt behind the piece and to gain both positive and negative feedback from the class, from his peers. So when he created this piece, I was really excited for him because it was just an amazing, beautiful piece. I felt he had really pushed his boundaries compared to where he started at the beginning of the year and really created a work of art that not only molded the landscape, but created such an emotional response. Gavin is an extremely hard worker. He's a very intelligent young man. He took many different art classes, not just digital art. He did photography, sculpture. He could do drawing. And so he really brought all that together. And I think that really tied into a lot of his work and process throughout the year.